Mods Media Machine presents the Brews with the Dudes podcast. Dad Mods Media Machine presents the Brews with the Dudes podcast.
So what was that question?
So there's something in Glendale.
We got a 187 in Glendale. Cops are all over the place. Yeah. I repeat, go.
I don't know. Why?
That's, roads closed, pizza boy. Yeah, find another way home.
It's so cheesy.
Did you know that that's Rob Cohen?
Yeah.
The pizza dude? Yeah, that's the director of it. Hey, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Brews with the Dudes podcast. I am Dominic Toretto.
I am Vinny Jones. Long conversation.
I headbutt people on the soccer field.
I'm
Dominic Toretto, not because of the bulk or the size, but because I'm balding.
You're losing hair?
No, he's short, isn't he?
Dominic?
Isn't Vin Diesel actually short?
I think he's shortish.
I want to say that he's a shorter dude.
He's not like super, super short, but I think he's like average.
Yeah, right? Okay, slightly, so I'm going to Google that. But for the time being, Donnie, how was your week?
Interesting. We had our higher up boss come in and smooze everybody yesterday and buy us lunch and all that fun jazz.
Oh, he's 6 foot. Okay.
Yeah, so I thought that he was
like one of those guys that was like, you know, like Joe Rogan.
Yeah, Joe Rogan's like,
Rogan is like a, isn't he? He's Gimli from Lord of the Rings. He's a dwarf.
Okay.
That's what Joe Rogan's like. He's kind of a dwarf. Wow. That joke didn't stick because I don't think that you're a Lord of the Rings fan.
I am not a Lord of the Rings fan.
Somebody.
Too much walking.
Somebody
in
will laugh. Oh my God. You're regurgitating Clerks lines.
Yeah, even the trees fucking walk in those
movies. They do. It's actually pretty badass. What can I say? I grew up with the Hobbits, like reading the books
you
and shit
are a
like
Hobbit.
That. So, well, yeah, exactly. I have to conjure my own entity from.
So when the
for my people's history.
So when Chloe sends you to the store to buy something, no, you're like, I'm going on an adventure, and you have to like grab a pal to go with you.
Oh yeah,
and
like
it takes forever for it to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I grab Samwise Gamgee and I take my shoes off and I start walking.
Is there some
how is that so hard to believe?
Is there some old guy in a pointy hat that gives you advice?
Yes, he appears out of nowhere.
Usually
he says,
a trash can.
You shall not pass. Yeah, there's this like really creepy kid that keeps following me. He's completely bald and all he's wearing is like this little like this little it looks like a napkin over his genitals.
Oh,
he's completely bald, and he keeps talking about his precious. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know. Hey, we should grab that beer.
Speaking of precious.
My precious.
Try not to damage the table this time around, huh?
Okay, so you guys, we already fucked up. I already fucked up the new table.
When you're so there are some splatters, I think, from just simply opening beer.
There are some splatters.
But if you look, there's splatters over there, too. So
you know what? I hope that there are some splatters is the title of a pornography.
There are some splatters. I'm sure there is.
Mm. Oh, my God. That is fantastic.
Mm. Yep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a Modest Brewing Dream Yard. So if you remember back to one of the many podcasts,
you should go back and rewatch all of them and tell us which one it's on.
You know, if we were better at this, we would actually like log stuff
make
by
a list.
That because this is called Brews with the Dudes, which most people would think that this is about beer drinking.
And it's just an excuse to drink beer.
Yeah, that's really what it is. So, I mean, a while back, yes, we did have this beer featured on one of the podcasts. It is so damn good.
It's,
I couldn't remember.
Yeah, it's really tasty.
I couldn't remember if we did have it. So there we are.
Well, and we've been doing this for over a year, so odds are we're going to repeat ourselves. Unless you guys want to send us some beer, which we would love. We're kind of limited to what we have around us.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Unless it's seasonal stuff, which neither one of us really drink seasonal beers a whole lot.
Oh my God. Now I'm going to draw a blank on what it is. There's a couple of seasonal beers that I love. You do too, though, because you tend to like your Oktoberfest.
I like Sugar Shack, which is a maple style around Christmas time. Not huge into the Oktoberfest stuff. I'll try stuff, but nothing really grabs me.
You don't care for like a Dunkelweizen?
I've never had that.
Okay. It's pretty good. We'll get one for, you know, in that time of the year when they actually start coming out.
I'll try any beer once.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Sometimes twice if it's really good.
Yeah. Well, what's cool is like all the summer beers are coming out now. So we've got kind of a lot of really tasty, lighter hefes and stuff like that.
Juicier type beers. Mm-hmm. Just stuff that makes you want to roll down the windows, crank up Sublime, and
drive.
Drink and drive.
Yeah, perfect. This is going to be a podcast about Breaker Bounce again.
Yeah.
It's a callback to an early podcast. Oh, man. Yeah, so I haven't had too much of a crazy week. I mean, I will say that I don't know if you guys can pick up the red in the a little bit in the video. So I've been doing a lot of manual labor in my yard.
Yeah,
we've been digging.
I saw that. I come over and it's not a trench, but there's like an organized hole in front of the swing set.
Yeah, I got a feeling we've done about. Well, I'm trying to think of like what a cubic yard is. If it's like the back of a pickup, or if that's a little bit more than a cubic yard.
I'd say
we've done probably 3 cubic yards.
When I got a cubic yard of grade 5 to do my sidewalk, it was 2 scoops of the Bobcat, but it was a smaller Bobcat.
Mm-hmm. And when you did that, did it fill up the back of a truck?
It almost broke the truck.
Okay.
Yeah, it definitely filled up the whole back. It was so low that if I hit a bump hard enough, the ball for the trailer hitch would smack the ground.
Jesus.
It was a shitty S10.
Dude, did you look at the leaf springs?
Before or after?
Oh, did we just lose your audio?
Did we? Hello. Uh-oh.
That's weird.
No, it's not registering. What the hell just happened?
Uh-oh. Mayday. All right,
hello,
guys.
Hello, hello, hello.
Cut.
Yeah, what just happened?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, you're registering just fine. My audio is non-existent.
Our headphones pick up from this. So, No. It's this. It's your cord. It's your microphone.
Is that better? No. Yeah, I don't have no clue what just
changed. Unplug it and plug it back in on both ends.
Hello? Wow, that was super weird.
Is yours sounding better now?
Yeah, that sounds...
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I'm there.
So there was some kind of snafu, something internally, it got disconnected a little bit.
It said I've been connected for the last 3 weeks.
Okay, cool. Hey, welcome back, guys.
Yeah, snap.
Yeah, take so two. The leaf springs were probably inverted then.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. After I unloaded
crazy.
It,
you're lucky they didn't stay that
well,
way.
Well, I looked at them and they were still a little bit of a bow shape, but this is an old S10.
A bow shape up?
Ever so slightly.
Wow.
So I think it's just old one.
I bet
up.
Your suspension in the front was so lifted off it just tilted the whole thing then. Because
probably.
If the front end stayed at like a similar height to where it normally is, but the back end was so low that you were dragging, almost dragging or dragging the trailer hitch, then that's like insanely low in the back. I would think that the leaf springs would have gone like from a normal curve to like literally inverted the other way.
They weren't inverted.
I think they can stay that way.
I had that moment where I'm at Four Seasons. I think it's the name of the place, getting it and whatnot. And he dumps the first load, and I'm like, cool. He's like, okay, I got one more to go. And I'm like, oh. I didn't realize I paid for that much grade 5.
That's hilarious.
Five. And as he's dumping in the second load, I'm like, oh, well, it's not super far home.
Here we go.
I'm just going to go really slow.
So that was 2 cubic yards?
That was one.
That was 1 cubic yard. Okay.
Filled up the bed of an S10.
Okay, that makes sense then. So I've probably moved like 2 cubic yards then. Yeah. From my yard, and that's good for me to know,
or
because
two S10s, however you want to measure it.
Because they charge down at the yard waste place based on the cubic yardage.
Yeah, I get it. I don't know. You could be one of those guys that would just post on Facebook. I'm like, who needs dirt?
Who needs dirt?
Some people will take it. Some people need them for filling in their yard because of whatever and.
I guess. Yeah, I mean, there's some green in there, but I don't want to go through all that trouble. Yeah. Like, I'll just run it down there and pay the $8 a cubic yard.
Bad,
like,
yeah.
It's not a big deal. Well, I don't give a shit. Whatever's the easiest.
You could just go classy West Duluth and go up on Skyline and just
dump it off the
just
side.
Just dump it.
Dude, if I was dumping clean soil, that's the least of their worries
that's
as far
true.
As dumpage goes.
Yeah, it's not a couch.
It's insane. So, okay, Skyline Parkway is this beautiful elevated road that runs along the outside of this huge hill. It's almost like a little mini mountain.
Yeah, it's a flatter version of the hill climb. I can't think of what it's called. Pike's Peak.
Pike's Peak, yeah. It's well, Pike's
nice
Peak, I think, is like 6 of the hill, but...
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's nice and curvy, good view.
Well, it's like the
could die.
It's gorgeous. Like it's the tail of the dragon.
Yeah.
Along the edge of along the edge of a giant hill. But in some spots, you know, they did work up to it. I don't know if it's because of like, you know, material just falls, so they have to do retaining walls and stuff like that. But there's some pretty good drop offs off the edge of it. And these assholes will go up there and they'll throw couches, they'll throw mattresses,
computers, TVs,
anything you can think of. So you're up there like
needles.
Enjoying this, lots of needles. We're up there enjoying like this gorgeous scenic view. And if you look over the edge, you'll see a scrapyard of like household goods, some crack ass.
It gets so bad that, well, actually both local car groups will do meets just to simply clean up Skyline for a day.
Mm-hmm. Car club did, I think, 4 or 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
And the crap that we were pulling out, it was amazing. And now, like,
when you need trucks, like, not a truck, we're talking multiple trucks, possibly multiple trips to haul some of this shit out.
Well, yeah. I mean, one of our buddies, Max, who works for a construction company, grabbed the vacuum truck, which is a full-size, massive diesel pickup with a gigantic vacuum for dealing with, like, biohazard shit. And he grabbed that thinking that we're going to need that for cleanup. So, I mean, damn. It was a crazy mess. And I think we ended up like throwing a lot of the trash, the big stuff, actually at his business too. Because it was like, what do we do with all of this? It was so significant.
Yeah, they're licensed to handle all that kind of stuff and the proper channels to get rid of it.
Yeah, so it was that was pretty amazing, that our turnout from that huge group of people. We moved truckloads of garbage out of there. There were so many freaking needles.
The shitty thing is
so scary.
Once you clean it up, within the next 6 months, it needs to be cleaned up again.
Well, it's one of those things. It's like the more pristine a place is, the less likely people are to litter. The messier a place is, the more likely people are to litter.
It's true.
They've done studies on it. Oh, it's raining outside.
It is raining. It happens.
Well, cool. Now we're going to soothe you guys to sleep here on WK95.
Yep. Just listen to some smooth jazz.
You got to start singing.
How is it? When I'm with you, it rains pennies from heaven.
Is that Frank Sinatra?
Yeah.
Nice. I was listening to Frankie Boy, I think. Actually, the last two mornings we've been listening to his Frank Sinatra radio.
I only know that song because of a kid's movie.
That's awesome.
My daughter was obsessed with a movie called Sing, which is about this mouse that's... Oh, no. He's a koala that's played by Bradley Cooper or Matthew McConaughey. It's Matthew McConaughey. Cool. And
Lady Boner.
Yeah, man boner. he puts on a singing competition to revamp his theater that he runs, and the small mouse who's big into jazz and has a pink suit on, or a purple suit on and all that, sings Frank Sinatra in it.
Okay, that's cool.
So like that's how I know that song is from that kid's movie. And
nice.
This mouse singing it.
Nice, that's cool.
My wife, on the other hand, probably listening to this, I'm like, fucking idiot. I've known this song for years. I love it.
Oh, right. Well, both of our wives love the 50s stuff. Yeah, like Chloe will put on Glenn Miller radio, and so you just get all of that old, like, really happy 50s music. I get it. Like,
oh, I completely get it.
What were we? We were watching The Marvelous Miss Maisel. You probably haven't
seen it. I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
So it's an Amazon Prime show. It's fucking phenomenal. Like, if you like stand-up comedy, it is marvelous, dude. It's so good. It's sort of like the story of this young woman who, she's going through a lot of drama in her life, but she comes from like a really well-to-do family. So you've got the dad, who's like a scholar. He's a teacher at school, a mathematician, just brilliant dude. Mom is just sort of like this waspy Upper East Side kind of woman.
Okay.
And so she's dealing with her drama. And I don't want to do any spoilers, but like she has like a really great poppy personality, and she just has like this because her husband at the time is like doing stand up, or he's trying to do stand up comedy because he's also really sharp witted and whatever. So he's trying it out, and she tries it one night and just levels the room.
Just kills it.
Kills it, dude. And she discovers that she's got a fucking talent.
And shit.
It takes place back in the 50s, back when like Lenny Clark was coming up. Lenny Clark was kind of an outlaw of the comedy scene because everybody was doing like traditional jokes. It was all really clean, really proper.
Very PG.
Very PG for the most part. With a handful of comics that would do the dirty stuff, you know, because they considered there was such thing as the dirty comedy
the after
time.
Hours.
And so she's just sharp-witted and super quick and, like, very dirty, very honest. And
even being a female was probably a little out of place back in the day.
Incredibly rare. That's kind of the picture that they paint, is though, like, there was literally, like, none. There was, like, maybe a couple. But Jesus. So she's this phenom in the comedy world. It's sort of like it's her life and her story and, like, her going through this whole, like, discovery of having the talent for stand-up, dealing with a lot of family issues and dynamics.
If I had the time
amazing.
To watch TV, I would totally watch that.
They're 45-minute episodes, I believe. Honestly, dude, if I could steer you towards a show, I would steer you towards this one. It is so good. It's something that you and your wife would probably really get into.
I love the concept of TV shows, And like I hear stuff like that, and like that sounds amazing, or Breaking Bad, or Westworld, or
Westworld's or a masterpiece,
The Walking Dead, like all of that. Everyone goes on Game of Thrones. Everyone goes on about how fantastic all these shows are. I do not have the time or the commitment to be able to do it.
So what if I told you that Westworld has a lot of naked women in it?
It would help.
A lot.
Definitely help.
A lot of naked women.
It would definitely help.
Well, there you go. Now you've got a reason to watch it.
I still don't have the time to do it.
But you watch movies every night.
I do not watch movies every night. I'm not watching a movie tonight, am I?
Well, yeah, no shit. Flash a movie up on the screen. That'd be cool. Like, if I had the time, I could just not watch Marvelous Miss Maisel one night and fucking throw it up there.
Tons of shit going on, so I don't get to watch a lot of movies.
Pop half-baked up there or
something. We watch maybe one or two movies a week.
Yeah.
And normally one's a date night, like let's go see something.
Oh, sure. Okay, so here, I thought that you guys watched it like every night. Like that was kind of a routine.
No.
Okay.
Our last TV night, we ended up, you ever heard of Watch Mojo on YouTube? They do like top 10 lists, stuff like that.
Yeah.
We spent like, we had like an hour and a half before 10, it was like 8:30, and neither one of us really felt like diving into something. So we just watched couple of the YouTube videos and stuff a good hour.
Like 10 reasons why you should watch 10 things I hate about you or
the first one we watched was top 20 movies of the 90s.
And nice.
Horrible.
Where did 10 Things I Hate About You fall in that?
It was not on it.
Then this is bullshit.
Well, I knew it was bullshit 30 seconds in.
Well, 7 was on it, right?
Yes. Guess what number 20 was? So would they consider
Number 20?
Number 20.
If they put The Big Lebowski at number 20, I'll stab them in the chest.
Big Lebowski was, I think, in the top 5?
Okay.
For sure the top 10.
It belongs in the top.
Okay.
It belongs in the top 10. I remember
number 20, number 10, and number 1.
Okay. Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Nope. Not even on the list. I'll give you a hint. It's one of your favorite movies was number 20. Which one of my favorite movies.
Oh, man. Okay.
It's in my top 5, actually.
The Rock?
That definitely wasn't
on there.
I would pick Con Air over The Rock if I had to pick.
Really?
Con Air is just a bunch of one-liners, and they just draw it out of a hat, and I fucking love it.
That's true.
It's stupid as hell.
The Rock has, like, both have, like, a really solid cast. I mean,
they're both great casts. They're both... Con Air is fucking stupid, and that's what I love about it.
It is.
And The Rock is somewhat plausible.
That's true. Yeah, it's a little bit more reachable, definitely. Okay, so what's number 20? I'm
Fight Club.
Oh, come on. That's 20?
Exactly. That was my reaction.
That's not 20. That's in the top 10.
That's why I said. I'm like, it's not number 1, but at least top 10.
Like it's in like my top 5 favorite movies.
Yeah,
and I don't expect everybody to get it because it's like it's a super dude movie.
It's very heavy subject matter and all that fun
super,
stuff.
Super, yeah, exactly. Yeah, crazy violent in like a real way, you know?
Yes. Like, but you get to see Meatloaf kick the shit out of people.
Dude, when you
that
watch
alone should make it top 10.
Tyler Durden smashes Jared Leto's face.
Oh yeah, when he wants to destroy something beautiful.
Jesus Christ, that is a heavy moment. Yeah,
and that's
that,
the
like,
edited
version. Sound. Is it really?
Yeah, because they didn't want an NC-17 rating, they got they modified two things that are still really violent or just really fucked up. That fight scene is edited down to be less graphic. And then
the sex scene with Marla.
When she said, I haven't been fucked like that since grade school. That's the edited line. They had way worse written for her.
That's fucking hilarious.
So that was 20. 7, I think, was like 12 or something like that, or 13.
Wow,
yeah,
really?
Which is dumb as hell. I would have put that in the top 5 as well.
What about The Usual Suspects?
I think that got an honorable mention, if I remember correctly.
No shit, that wasn't in the top 20.
Number 10 was Saving Private Ryan.
Mm.
And Forrest Gump was like 9 or 11 on that list.
Really? Okay. Well, see, here's the thing. The 90s had so many phenomenal movies. Like, what? Encino Man was number 1, right?
No.
What the fuck?
Number 1 is one of my personal
favorite films.
I'm joking. That
was a joke. I do love Encino Man.
Schindler's List made, I think, number 2 or number 3 on that list.
For some reason, I thought that was a movie from the
80s. Jurassic Park was in the top 10.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Which I thought was all right, but it's like I would have put Fight Club ahead of Jurassic Park.
I think
I would put Seven ahead of Jurassic Park.
Okay, so there's a couple different ways that you can judge the quality of a movie, and I look at Jurassic Park as being
than
like
Orlando or not Orlando Bloom. What's his name's? I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank.
You mean from Jurassic Park?
Yeah,
yeah.
It's an Independence Day.
Well, there we go. Now I finally remember John Malkovich's name. That's not who I'm talking. That's not who's in that movie. But John Malkovich is in
Jeff Goldblum.
Con Air, I think.
Jeff Goldblum.
He's a sexy man.
He is. And they just say,
he's always been a sexy man.
Don't be naked, but make people want you to be naked.
Right,
in that movie.
Right. Just flash the chest.
Just sex it up a little
so
bit.
So I have never dated a woman who doesn't love that. Like, just love his character.
I tried pulling that off the other day. I had a button up t-shirt on.
Really? You kind of like flipped it open and just kind of.
Going on a date night and going to a restaurant. We didn't know if it was fancy or not. So I'm like, oh, wear a decent shirt. And I came down halfway and I'm like, what do you think? Like, button it up.
Oh,
like,
really?
Okay.
That's fine. You guys have such a healthy sex life anyway. So you don't take that as a diss. If you were like, if it was cold as ice, if you got like no action from your wife,
if she
and
didn't
she
even
said
look
that,
in my direction.
Oof, that'd be rough. Oh man.
So
okay. So Jurassic Park. What are we talking to the top five? Because I'm really puzzled at this point.
Like I said, two or three was Schindler's List.
Where's Armageddon in this?
Armageddon's
list?
Not on it. Actually, Armageddon.
What are they going by?
Armageddon might be early 2000s.
Oh, it could be. That's true.
That's early 2000s.
Well, okay, wait a minute. So I saw Armageddon in the theaters, and I was fooling around with a girl in the theaters at the time, and I drove myself. So that's 16. That could have been 2000.
Yeah.
That might have been the year 2000, but it might also have been 2001. 2000? Probably 2000.
So
yeah.
Any guess what number one was for that list? Pulp Fiction.
Wait, Pulp Fiction was number one?
Pulp Fiction was number one.
Okay, that's actually really fair.
Because of how the styling of it, how it kind of jumps all over the place, the star-studded cast, the over-the-top violence and action, but a good mix of comedy in it. Yeah, they had it as number one. And
I don't totally disagree with that.
I don't. I
have mixed feelings.
I would have probably put it as number three. My number one being Schindler's List, and my number two being Saving Private Ryan.
Right.
To be completely honest.
What's your number one?
Schindler's List.
Schindler's List.
Just because
it's a fucking masterpiece.
If you've never seen it, take a day off from work, watch it, and then immediately plan on watching anything Pixar.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Dude, that is such a good way to explain it. Yeah.
It's,
like, watch
it's
Schindler's
stupid good,
List.
But it's,
because it's going to. It's gonna hurt you. It's gonna like you're gonna feel so much from that movie.
You're gonna feel so much pain,
and
but
then you
a
need
a little bit of a dash of happiness.
Well, a tiny bit,
but not enough to like overcome everything else.
A tiny bit because of the efforts that
he
went to. But oh my fucking god. Okay, so yes, give that a try, and then what would be the movie to follow that up
for number two?
So
or to follow it up if you
to follow it up to like the feel goods. Like,
God, Dumb and Dumber,
Lilo and Stitch,
Toy Story would
Toy
be on the
Story's
list.
Pretty
Stay
light.
Away from Up because Up makes you cry in the first 5 minutes
of
it.
Oh my God! Well, you're already really sad, so you might as well because they really bring that story back around.
Yeah, I was young when I first saw Up, and
God.
I didn't get the connection. And the older I got, the more
oh
shit, she can't bear children. Like that's a miscarriage and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, fucking A, man.
Dude,
this is a kid's film.
Pixar movies are incredible. Like, I don't know how they decide on the stories. I have to assume that people pitch them stories. They bring them to them. And they must be so selective because I have never seen a Pixar movie that I don't love.
Yeah, actually, it's funny you say that. It's not Pixar. It was DreamWorks as well. DreamWorks, Pixar, all of them are fantastic, I feel.
DreamWorks is awesome.
I left work 2 hours early on Tuesday and took Harper to go see a movie. She hasn't had a lot of one-on-one time, especially with the new baby and all that kind of stuff, and I thought she'd appreciate it. They were showing, it's called Monsters vs. Aliens, which I've never seen. And it's got a great... The whole reason I'm like, oh, I'll go see this is Hugh Laurie does one of the voices.
Hugh Laurie.
House. He plays House.
Oh, no shit. Yeah. Okay, cool.
He's in it. Reese Witherspoon's in it.
I love Reese Witherspoon.
Paul Rudd voices an asshole in that movie.
Really?
Yep.
That's so funny. My wife says that I'm her Paul Rudd.
Seth Rogen's got a role in it too. So it's got like, it's got a great fun cast. And I've never seen it. She never saw it. And again, it's like kids' movies are just they're fun.
So okay, I love that you happened across Seth Rogen. So I've always felt this way, and I could be completely wrong, because we only know Seth Rogen through movies.
Yeah, but I've never met him.
I feel like he's a dude I want to just have a beer with. Like, he seems like you could just have a beer with him. You could just hang with that dude.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy I feel like you run into him at the bar, you have a couple of drinks, and then next thing you know, he's like, hey, let's go do some cool shit.
Yeah, let's smoke a J, and
let's smoke a J, or hey, I just bought, you know, like, I have this Corvette out, so let's see how fast we can get to go, or something. Yeah, you know, it's just something dumb.
Exactly. Or he'd be like, dude, like, we need to go do a fucking like a Mario Kart like tournament. I don't know. I'm having a tough time coming up with something, but yeah,
I get what you're saying.
Like, he'd do something like that.
He's the kind of guy that you'd party with, and then you'd wake up in Canada and have no clue how you got there.
Yeah, but you'd be happy that you're in Canada.
Oh, yeah. You'd be like, holy shit, I partied with Seth Rogen.
Like, oh, man, night. I've been holding off, like, so many medical appointments, so I'll see you guys in a week. Yeah, I'm just going to go get
checked
out.
My back is finally going to get fixed.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go get a primary doctor here and get all my shit fixed.
Maybe get a PO box and become a resident.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder what that takes. Well, becoming a resident is fucking a handful.
Oh yeah, you need more than a PO box, right?
Well, here's the funny thing. Like, Canada, for being like kind of like this woke country, they don't let anybody in. They're pretty selective about who they let in. So their immigration policy is actually not very liberal.
I wonder if that has anything to do with us being south of them, though.
Because we're a shit show?
Yeah, they just see the shit show dumpster fire going on down below, and they're like, we're going to be picky.
For sure, dude. But they're picky with everybody.
That's true.
They do take in a number of refugees. That's cool.
Yeah, they take a good amount of refugees.
They're like, hey, y'all got problems, so we're gonna scoop you guys up and we're gonna help you out. America, fuck off.
You voted on this.
You need to have a certain income. You need to have a certain amount of money in the bank. You need to, like, your job needs to be something that we consider in need of here.
Yeah, I'd be fucked. They're like, oh, you can turn wrenches. That's cool.
Yeah.
Get lost.
Oh, dude, and they expect you to have some money in the bank, and they want proof that you've got money in the bank before you move there.
Yeah,
Canada is a fuck around. They're not like, give us your, oh man, what is that line that you're talking about? Like, New York back in the, give us
you're sick, you're hungry, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, which is really a beautiful thing.
It's a very beautiful.
It.
We should probably
Canada
know what that
is. Like,
what it is.
Yeah, fuck you. What do you got for me?
Yeah, it's like, let's say Canada's picking a dodgeball team, and they're like, you're too short, you have glasses.
Yeah.
No.
It's like half-baked. It's like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, you're cool, and fuck you, I'm out.
Well, that's exactly what it is. It's Canada's trying to stack the squad, man.
Yeah, they really are. Well, and I mean, it kind of shows. Like, I've never met a Canadian I don't love.
Yeah. Sarah's Canadian. The chick that coaches your son for soccer.
Oh, I haven't met her yet.
Oh, you sure? She's really nice.
It's fucking lame.
She's Canadian.
I'm gonna get real about some dad shit. Let me tell you, dude. It's fucking rough. Like, my son has been to four practices now.
Three or four.
Yeah, four practices of soccer. I haven't been able to go to a single one of them because of work and all this fucking other bullshit. And it's driving me nuts because I am not that dad.
Yeah, you want to try and be there for as many things as you possibly can.
Yeah, but the problem is it happens at like 4:30. No, it's 4:20 it starts at. So how the fuck am I going to get out of work to do that? It's such a pain.
Well, you just tell your boss, like, hey, fuck you. Fuck
well, so,
you.
So, okay, here's the thing. You're cool. Like, I'm honestly kind of my own boss.
Oh,
so it's one of those situations. No, it ain't like that, dude.
Like,
it ain't
you
like that.
Yourself.
Being your own boss is not all it's cracked up
to be. Do you need
me
to tell you to fuck off?
So I have people above me, but like, we run a really autonomous program.
Yeah.
And I'm one of those people where it's like, dude, I'm going to run this thing my own way. And so the boss is very hands off, very, we'll go weeks without talking. And I just run that motherfucker. I worry about the budgets. I do all this managerial shit because I fucking care. I want this thing to run good.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I want to be in the black the entire year. Like, I don't want any of this fucking, we're operating
you
at
want
a budget.
No surprises, fucking.
Yeah.
Do your shit.
So when shit comes up, I take care of it. And it's just been like this snowball of shit that's been keeping me from going to see my son play soccer.
It's like one thing that's taking 15 minutes. Nuts. Next thing you know, you need to call somebody on it. It takes an hour. And then they don't get back to you.
Oh, dude, that's
100%
it. Like,
yeah, it just fucking runs.
And in my line of work, so I'm in human services.
Not like prostitution.
There is yes, correct. Very different thing. There is when you conversations aren't quick. It's not just like I did A, B, C. Okay, bye.
Yeah, it's not like my job. Where
it's like
I fixed this.
Yeah, it's like okay, well, so and so is not following their treatment plan, and here is like the symptomology. Like it's very like there's a lot of clinical stuff that goes into
come
it.
Up with a
like
plan, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like there's a lot that can kind of go into a situation. It's just been one of those things. So it's and I know that like it. Okay, so like Steve works at the shipyard, and when the shipyard needs him for, you know, fucking like
unloading ships because he's a crane operator.
Yeah, because there's something huge coming in, and like if you aren't there, then like it literally slows the flow of the entire shipping industry in the area.
Yeah, they kind of
because Steve's like he's like the fucking crane operator.
Oh yeah, yeah. And they send him all over the place. Don't they send him to Chicago once in a while too to get shit done?
I think he's had
or
training. Steve's done a couple of little stints. I don't know if he's done like just like extra stuff where they're like, write your own paycheck, like tell us what you want and go do this thing. I think he's done a couple of little things like that. But
yeah, see, my situation's way different than both of yours.
Yeah, but like just to conclude that point of like. It's rough when you've got a job that pulls you away from that stuff. And my job's great. Like, I have a crazy amount of PTO because they understand that burnout is such, like, a common thing in this line of work. But it for whatever reason, the stars haven't aligned to see my son play soccer. And that fucking sucks, dude.
The good news is he still has, what, 6 more times? They do 10 things.
Well, and this is like the
practices or whatever. I can't remember what she calls it. Sessions.
This is like the newbie soccer. So it's like,
yeah, all he's
doing is sitting on the soccer ball and like kind of running around. And
she, it's more like coordination stuff involving soccer than it is like we are practicing soccer.
Exactly.
It's more like, this is how we're going to work on our balance today. We're going to work on some shapes and colors. We're going to just work on interacting with other children. Getting some exercise.
So it's not the worst thing. I'm not missing a game. That's one of those things where it's like my dad, loved the guy to death. I understand the circumstance. Now being an adult, now being a father of two, I completely understand why the dude was always busy. And it was because my mom was a stay-at-home mother. And so my dad had to fucking hustle.
Oh, yeah.
And he had a decent job. He worked for Frito-Lay.
Oh, that's a pretty good job.
They wanted a lot of hours out of him. It was really common. Like, all those sales delivery kind of jobs.
Yeah,
Schwan's,
you start at 6, Coca-Cola. And you're done when you're done.
Exactly.
And when you make all of your deliveries, and you're in charge of sales to that particular customer and taking orders, and it's not a 15-minute drop-off of chips. You're putting in orders and shit and restocking everything. And
a big part of your job is the more you schmooze, the more likely you are to make sales.
Yep.
You know, because you have to schmooze with the businesses and that kind of thing. So I grew up, my dad was always hustling. He was always working his ass off to provide for us. And I had an incredible childhood because of that hustle. And it was a bummer, though, because, like, all the sports that I played, dad wasn't around. Mom was there as much as possible.
This makes me want to watch Austin Powers, by the way.
Austin Powers, really?
Yeah, I think it's the second one. He talks about how his dad was never there to take him to the fair.
Oh, that's funny.
Change his underwear or... I can't remember the whole... He does a little song.
That's so funny. I don't remember that.
You're probably high.
yeah, probably. So that's one of my things is like I want to do everything I can to be there for my little dudes, like at least like the games and stuff. So it's amazing. I love that my wife is able to make it work because she's She's unemployed right now, for now, not for much longer.
What do you do, sir? I'm unemployed.
Yeah, she's unemployed. Fucking COVID. But yeah, you know, it's one of those dad things where you're just kind of like, God damn it! Like, how do you make this work? How do you make everybody happy? How are you like the rock star dad, and still like, you know, fucking do a job?
So fucking complicated.
Like, it is.
It's kind of a catch 22. I feel women get shit on way more than dudes do when it comes to raising kids. You know, if something's wrong with the kid or whatever, misbehaving, it's always like, oh, what would the mom do? Usually the dad is like, oh, you stuck around, good job, you know, A plus.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of underlying pressure. Like, I was busy last night because of soccer. I had a 6:30 game. Wife was over at her mom's, helping out and all that kind of stuff. So I didn't see the kids last night. Mm. I saw them for about 10 minutes before I came over here because I was out in the garage working on stuff. And even that, it's like, okay, so there's two nights in a row where I'm home, but I'm still not seeing the kids or helping out. Like, I feel bad about that. I feel really bad about that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, family dynamics are different. So what you guys decide that works, you know, it is up to you to interpret that. In my house, like, for sure, like, my time is very monitored, very regimented. So I get very few evenings in the garage until after the kids are asleep.
See, and I don't get that luxury because I work so early in the morning that if the kids go to sleep, that means I'm getting my downtime before I go to sleep because I go to bed between 9 and 10.
I suppose, yeah, you do work super early. Yeah, so, and that's exactly it. That's like another example of like, yeah, just how much different it is, where it's like, okay, well, if you want to get anything done, you have to start that much earlier on it. So it's like, you have to, I don't know, you have to go like, well, what's more important to me tonight?
Usually the BMW.
You need to get this shit done.
Let's see, kids have been misbehaving lately, definitely going with the car.
Yeah, like, I could do without the kids for an evening. Yeah, exactly.
But it's like, it's just balancing everything. So my job gives us 2 hours. They have some stupid point system where if you call in too many times or don't use your vacation time, you get a point. A little bit of wind.
Is that wind or hail?
I'm going to go with wind.
We're going to go with wind, yeah.
But yeah, if you get like 7 or 8 points, you get fired. So they do.
Jesus.
Yeah, I have 0. It's fine.
7 or 8?
I think you get written up at 7, and then 8, like, they work all the way up, and then you hit a certain number, and they terminate.
Okay, so you have 0 of these points. So that means that, like, for all of your fuck-ups, you've still never gotten a point.
Yeah. Well, they fall off once a year, too, so.
Okay, see. Oh, so, like, okay. You gotta get really fucked up.
Yeah, if you get one, it stays with you for a year. Okay. So, like, I think the most at, like, 2 at a time. That's not so bad. Yeah, and whatever. I just kind of bank them. Like, oh, I have no points. And then, like, I'm at a PTO, but guess what? I'm not going to be here on Friday. You don't have to pay me because I'm on vacation time.
That's
fuck
hilarious.
Off.
That's how you do it. So you'll just, like, not show up some days?
Yeah, I'll just call my boss. Like, I'm not coming in.
That's not so bad.
I'll take my point. Yeah. Ooh, okay.
Oh, man.
But we get 5 2-hours where you can leave 2 hours early, and they don't give you a point. There's no punishment. But I try to use those to do fun family shit. So, like I said, on Tuesday, I took Harper to a movie. I left work 2 hours early, picked her up from school. So she didn't know I was picking her up because this was kind of spontaneous because that's how I work. You're the organized one. I'm the fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants type guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm like, I don't want to be at work. Got nothing going on. Told my boss. Picked her up from school. Saw a movie. Like, that's what I try to use my bonus stuff at work for. Except for, like, tomorrow where it's all about me to go practice disc golf.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty cool. Yeah. So, you've got – your daughter is how old?
Which one?
God damn, you're a father of 3.
Yeah.
Forget about that.
Harper is 5.
Harper is how old?
Harper is 5. Ember is just over a month.
Yep. So I'm really looking forward to my little man being 5 years old.
Because it's
so cool. Like, he might sit through a movie so I can just, or like, he and I can go to car shows, and he's going to get even more out of it.
like, that's the biggest thing I've learned as a parent is get your kids to like the same shit you do.
Well, that hasn't been hard.
Doesn't have to be everything, but if you can get them, if you can get, you have two kids, get them each to like one thing you like, you're set.
Dude.
Harper likes movies, take her to the movies. Roman likes disc golf, I take him to go play disc golf. Wow, dad's awesome. He's doing this fun shit with me. Yeah, buddy. That's, you're so, right. But dad also likes doing this.
Okay, so like I'm obsessed with cars and motorcycles.
Obviously.
So my little man, when he was very small, and I've got pictures and video of this, the kid is like probably way too little to be seeing Hoonigan videos, but like
that's the worst shit you could show him.
I have videos of him sitting with me, and he's probably like a year, 9 months, something like that, giggling, watching Hoonigan burnout, awesome, Burnyard videos. And like he, before he really had a whole lot of words, he, when he wanted to watch car videos, he would make burnout sounds. So he'd go, what, da, 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 da. Like,
oh,
he would make,
that's so sweet,
fucking, he would make,
that's awesome,
red line sounds. It's the cutest thing where I'd just be like, what do you want to do? What, da, 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 da.
And, yes.
And that was like him saying he wanted to watch fucking Hoonigan videos or Gymkhana videos.
So have you wanted to take him to go do something that you were a little uncertain on because you're like, he's kind of young? Have you had to have that talk with the wife yet?
Oh, with the wife.
Where maybe it's a car event where you're like, he would probably have a lot of fun, but he's so young.
Yeah.
Is it the best thing in the world to go do?
I've taken him to a couple of car events with that idea in mind, where I'm kind of like, is he going to like this or not?
Is it going to be too much, too loud?
Is he
going to
be overstimulating?
Like
yeah. Yeah, and I've taken him, and so far, like, the kid fucking loves it, like especially the burnouts.
About a month ago, obviously, I had to have a very weird conversation with my wife involving my son. So as you know, as you guys probably don't know, my son Roman loves metal music.
Mm.
Like, and I don't mean like A Day to Remember. Like, I'm talking heavy shit,
like Mortician.
His favorite bands consist of Lamb of God, Miss May I, Ginger, Meshuggah.
Okay.
he loves heavy shit.
Jesus.
I ended up buying tickets to go see Ginger with a buddy of ours, Waldo. Mm-hmm. They're a Ukrainian band, incredibly talented female lead singer who's got the range of Freddie Mercury mixed with Lamb of God. Like, she can scream, she can sing, all that fun stuff. I had to have a conversation with my wife of whether or not it would be appropriate to take my 3-year-old to it.
Well, what did you guys come up with?
No.
Okay, so it isn't quite right.
If he was 5, I would have been all for it. Just young enough, I'm like, he would love it, but I think it'd be too much to. He's too little. I think my fear is this: it would get too rowdy, and he's just small enough that he's gonna get pushed or stepped on or something dumb's gonna happen.
He would need to be on your shoulders the entire time.
Yeah.
And I think he'd get overstimulated.
And the band opening up for them is Suicide Silence.
Okay. So that's a lot of noise.
Yeah. So it
I
spent a good 2 or 3 days leading up to the ticket purchase of like, do I take him? Do I not?
Well, what you could do, because we're talking Minneapolis.
Yeah.
So we're talking a 2.5 to 3 hour drive from us.
Plus, you figure 3 or 4 hours worth of music.
Yep. So
and the drive back.
What I would do, Duluth has an amazing music scene once shit finally opens back
up. Which is starting to happen.
And I got a feeling that there's going to be adequate hard rock metal music that you might be able to expose them to around here. Give him a dose of that first.
So he, my daughter loves Coheed and Cambria. She likes Mastodon a little bit. So mm-hmm. A lot of the cleaner music. It's not heavy enough for him.
So he needs metal.
We were listening to Mastodon, which my daughter likes because they're a lot cleaner, a lot smoother. It was not heavy enough for him. He looked at me and was like, no. Like, he straight up told me no, and then he started to scream a little bit, and I'm like,
Jesus.
Oh. I'm like, oh, I know what you want to listen to, buddy, but we're gonna finish Oblivion, and then we'll switch to something else. You
clean this table.
You okay? You sanded the table down.
No, like there's some like my arm is dark from whatever I'm resting my arm on. Like, what the fuck is on this table? Like, do I need soak this thing in brake cleaner first?
And then all I know is my side of the table is fine.
Yeah.
Other than like a water stain.
I'm just like leeching something out of my flesh.
Maybe it's you.
Maybe it's me. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Did you get
fuck?
Did you get body fluids on there? Is that what you were sanding off?
Well, I just flop something up here.
I don't know what you do after I leave.
Oh, like there's jism on this table? No, I don't know that jism would take
this,
the...
This is as much you time as you get, you say, so...
Do you think jism would actually take the finish off the table?
Depends on how dehydrated you are.
How many Red Bulls do you have?
Did you eat asparagus?
How caustic is your semen? Caustic semen, that would be a really good metal band.
You know what? That's a band I'd probably go see.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and like their fucking logo could be like a pirate.
All of their songs are nautical themed.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking perfect, dude. Let's talk a little something something about some marketplace.
Yeah, we've been rambling on.
Tell me a little something something about your
Shazam
fucking Batmobile. Okay, tell me about this piece of shit.
So this popped up on my marketplace. Probably because I'm a movie nerd and I like cars. I'm assuming that's the algorithm that came up with this.
What do you think that's based off of?
It's a 1966. Like a I'm gonna go with a GTL actually.
They don't say.
They don't say. But it's a 66 Batman replica. Very emphasized on the replica there because they want 170,000 for this thing.
Is that seriously what they want?
They want like 170,000, 180,000.
Okay, so Batmobile replica, incredible workmanship. All accessories are included. This is one of the finest we have ever seen. Afterburner works, that means.
My question is this, is how many Batman replica cars have they seen at their dealership?
Yeah, no shit.
Get fucked with that logic.
This incredible machine is a must for anyone's collection. If you are a Batman fan, you will absolutely love this car. Be the hit at any car show, parade, or party. Start your crime-fighting career in style. It is a 460 V8 three-speed automatic dual exhaust, glass pack mufflers, AM, FM, CD, DVD, power front brakes, power steering, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, pistol grip shifter, afterburner, and an accurate automobile price. What? Afterburner. They don't have good punctuation.
Yeah, with their dealership.
An inaccurate automobile price is inadvertently listed on this website. Seller reserves the right to not honor the erroneous price. For more information and current list of vehicles, call hidden information.
So it sounds like somebody put a lot more money into making this thing than they should have, and they're trying to make it back. I don't think it's cool. Don't get me wrong. It's super cool. It's not worth the Facebook marketplace, 170 grand.
Yeah.
It's just simply not.
$180,000. That's a lot of money.
That's for a replica. Now, if this was one of the original cars that they used for stunts or something like that, if it's from the TV series back in the day.
Is that the afterburner? I don't even fucking know.
It looks like they took a couple of the flipper things used for waffles.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly. Oh shit! I'm pretty sure that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. So like, it's super cool, but it's not even in like the top three Batmobiles in my opinion.
Yeah, dude, that looks like a bunch of flippers.
They went to the local McDonald's. Can we take your old flippers?
God, that's so fucking funny. Dude, that looks like do you think that's their TV reception in it? that's their version of the rabbit ears,
something like that.
Emergency bat turn level lever. What the fuck does that mean?
As a nerd, I love cars and TV shows and movies and all that fun stuff, but that's not even that cool. Like it is, I guess, if you were old, but it's not worth the asking price for a replica.
Well,
it's,
okay.
Just because somebody put it in the wrench time doesn't mean the value is there.
Yeah. Okay. So let's have some fun then. Let's talk about what would be the car from our generation that would fetch big bucks. So the generations that followed the boomers, because we're talking 1966. So you had to have grown up in the 50s to appreciate this car, right?
So what hits us in the childhood?
Yeah, so what hits us in the same way?
I'm going to say the Supra from Fast and the Furious. I don't know if it would fetch that much, but I'd say at least 100 grand.
And so any one of the cars from Fast and the Furious.
The first Fast and the Furious.
First Fast and the Furious.
Gotta specify that.
Specifically the Supra. And the Eclipse.
The Eclipse.
Supra and the Eclipse. The RX-7, maybe.
Yeah, the RX-7 and the GTL.
The Jetta. You know what? Like,
I don't know if the Jetta would fetch that much. I think the Jetta is more of a $50,000 to $60,000 car.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If we're talking...
Actually, it was for sale not that long ago.
My thought is simply, is it in something people would want to buy?
Oh,
so I feel like any one of the cars, but you're absolutely right. As far as like the cars that I think people are going to want, it's the Charger. It's the Supra. The Eclipse are probably going to want.
I think you could make a case for the Skyline in Too Fast, Too Furious.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the movie was shit.
Dog shit.
Yeah. Which is weird because my wife thinks that's the best one out of all of them.
Really? She likes the second one?
Yeah, which is fine.
That's cool. Okay.
There's moments. It's one of those movies that it's so bad. It's fun.
Well, it's very novel.
Yeah.
You know, it like the ejecto cito cuz, like there's so many good one-liners.
I'll take my cutter back.
Yeah. It's as if it's like a Nicolas Cage movie. There's so many good one-liners.
It's got Batista from Dexter in it.
Yeah. Yeah, so, exactly. That's cool. True. That's always a good sign.
Let's see other cars that would be from our generation.
I know. Well, it's like Herbie the Love Bug is definitely not our generation.
Neither is the van from the A Team.
Oh yeah, dude, that's Gen X for sure.
I would say though the Mystery Machine. I think the Mystery Machine reaches almost every generation.
Yeah,
because they still come out with new Scooby-Doo.
Well, here's the thing. Scooby-Doo transcends generations.
Got it. I got two for you. DeLorean from Back to the Future.
100%.
And then Ecto-1 from Ghostbusters.
Dude, yes. Yes, you were 100% right.
I would pay, if I had the money, I would pay 100 grand plus for Ecto-1.
So those are both things from the 80s. So even if you were a kid born in the 90s, that's still close enough that you've been watching that shit since you were a kid.
Hell yeah.
Dude, that is such a good point. Yeah, definitely. Okay, so Ecto-1, for sure. And at this point, Ecto-1 is a 60s car, I think.
It is. Yeah, it's
so
an
it
old
is
ambulance
a,
wagon.
Like, that is a fucking expensive car to find.
Yeah. It's funny, we're talking movie cars and all that. Yeah. You would never guess what I was actively searching for the other day.
A BMW 2002?
No. A 1957 or 58 Plymouth Fury.
Well, and yeah, do you that's know, do you worth know, hunting for.
Do you know why?
Isn't that a Tarantino car?
Nope. You're close, though. It is a movie car.
Hmm.
It's a Stephen King car, to be more
accurate. Oh, is that the one where, like, the car is alive or something, chasing people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's my wife's name?
Christine.
There you go.
Okay. That's funny. I haven't seen that movie.
You should.
Yeah,
it's
silly.
Not necessarily. Go
this
in.
This is so funny. The amount of shit that you guys are hearing in the background.
Yeah, there's a train.
Like a weird, like rain. Sudden, spontaneous
I'm waiting
rain.
For an alley cat to run in through your garage door.
Okay, so funny story, dude. Earlier, I'm sitting here fucking getting ready to wrench, and all of a sudden, a husky walks in the garage because I had the door open.
Wait, like a Duluth husky?
No. Yes. Penis out. No. A fucking dog.
No, as in the baseball team.
We had a baseball team. So they wouldn't have understood the penis out because dogs always have the penis out.
So what does penis
really
have to do
like,
with baseball?
When the lipstick comes out, the penis comes out. But anyway. Yeah. Yes. So just out of the fucking blue, like this dog just comes like walking in. It just like happy, like a little husky, just kind of like, hi. And I'm like grabbing the camera. And so I'm over there. The dog just like walks around the car and comes up to me. And I'm just like, oh, hi. And he's like super friendly. And we like kind of like, I'm like petting him, like saying hi. And then we like walk outside. And as I brought him outside, and I start like looking around because I'm expecting to see an owner.
Yeah.
Like looking around or something like that. And so I'm kind of like, I'm gesturing. I'm bringing him with me.
Did Chloe get another dog and not tell you?
Yeah, she fucking better not have. No, knowing my wife, he would not. If we got another dog, it would not be on, not be leashless. This dog was just loose.
Okay.
And then, yeah, like I walked out to the alley and all of a sudden he just kind of trotted away like he knew where he was going. And I was just like, I followed him and I just made sure he got clear across the road and he was gone. Like I tried to grab him and just like check the collar, but then he was just gone. Like he just came into the garage to say hi. And I was like, hey, buddy. And then he just trotted away like he's going
to
head home.
How do you know he didn't come over to borrow a tool? Maybe he needed help. Maybe he was like, hey, you got a 10 millimeter socket? I can't find mine.
Well, here's the thing. If he would have gone across the road and looked at me and given me like the like, hey, man, why aren't you fucking following me? Then I'd have been like, I got to go grab my 10 millimeter. I'll be right back.
Like, oh, shit, he's working on something European or Japanese. Yeah. I need to help this dog.
Exactly. But yeah, he fucking took off. So I don't know what we were talking about. We're talking about
movies
this
and dogs.
Top 20 movies.
Yeah. Anyways, well, we're going to talk about Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, yeah. So Batman. Oh, yeah. Like what cars from our generation. Yeah. So I think you fucking nailed it. I can't improve upon that.
I'm trying to think of those. I can only think of one other one that might. I don't think it's going to top it, but I would toss onto the list. And that would be the Volkswagen bus from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay, so can you guys tell at this point that Donnie's a movie nerd? So here's the thing. I was obsessed with Ninja Turtles when I was a kid.
First off,
I did not think of that.
I only have 3 movie tattoos currently, so I'm not that big of a nerd.
I don't have any, so you're that big of a nerd. Yeah, you got a few. So we got a motor.
Yep.
We got a motor.
I don't know what that is.
What is that? GPS?
Yeah, because Batman needs to know where he's at all times.
Afterburners. The afterburners work.
Sure they do. Okay.
Okay. What? Are they just like lit tailpipes?
That's what it looks like.
What the fuck is that?
I have no clue.
Okay, so we need to summon Donnie because... not Donnie.
Brody?
Brody.
Brody. Brody would probably know.
IE ending name. Start button. Okay.
I'm not overly impressed by all of this, to be completely honest. I think the exterior looks really good. The bodywork looks good, at least from the pictures.
Oh, for sure. The bodywork looks crazy expensive to do.
But then they're like, everything else will just be good enough.
Yeah.
Like, there's buttons that say things and some LEDs here and there to make it flashy, and that's that.
It's very goofy, and it has a license plate on the front that says Gotham. So it checks all of those boxes. All right,
so
let's talk
this?
A little something now, about a...
But before you read it, can I give you my 2 cents on this right away? Just going off of one picture. I haven't read the headline. I don't know what it is. Can I give you my 2 cents?
Yes.
Okay. It looks like a 60s Ford Mustang... Fuck to Subaru brat.
You're not wrong.
You got this. I'm not wrong. Okay.
Okay. So, yes. Well, I just came across this as we were setting up because I didn't have any good shit that just popped up on my my algorithm.
It's funny how that works.
And then it's fucking hilarious that I was just like, I got to double check because this has been so disappointing. I couldn't find anything cool. And then I pull it up last minute and bingo.
Is that a Mustang Ranchero?
No, Rancheros, I think, happened... Well, maybe that was 70s.
I think
they might have come out in the 70s.
I think they were late 60s to mid-70s.
So, people have been making trucks.
Forever?
Utes out of everything for a long time, right?
I love utes.
So people have been doing utes out of shoeboxes for a while, too.
Really?
That'd
be kind of cool.
There's a couple of them, and they actually don't look terrible. They don't look awesome. I don't love it.
So
but they don't look terrible.
Too late to start cutting, or
yes, because hell no. If I was, I want an El Camino for sure. That's my extent of Ute-ness.
The El Camino is what got me into Utes way back then. I was like 13. The downside though is there's only 1 year El Camino I would ever own.
The first year,
59.
Yeah,
and you can't find them. Actually, I think the first year is technically 58. But 59 is where it's at, and I've seen 2 in person, and you never see them for sale. And if you do, they're like $50,000 just to go look at it.
No, you see them, but you never see them for sale.
Yeah,
yeah. Your best bet is to wait until like the boomers die off, But yeah. Even then, I got a feeling like the value is still going to be so far up there. Like people are just going to.
That's why I'm selling on a Brat. That was always number two.
Well, a Brat is like
more feasible.
A Brat is our generation's version, as close as it could be, because our generation loves the El Camino as well.
That's true.
But if you want the Japanese version, you know, it's a close second to the Ranchero and the El Camino. Like those are clearly like. The baby boomers grew up with them. They got them new, you know.
Maybe you and I just need to buy a shit box and make it a truck.
El Camino?
Out of something.
We need to buy an El Camino.
We could buy an El Camino, but our price budget is going to force us with, what, an 80s?
Oh, yeah, square headlight, for sure. Oh,
God, they're so ugly.
That's okay, though.
Oh, no.
Dude, if we had a fucking LS with a blower sticking out of the hood, you would not care about the fucking headlights. You would not care about the headlights, dude.
It's going to eat me.
Your wife is going to eat you. Worry about the El Camino fucking burning tires.
I hope that she can munch on.
She going to eat your scrum?
Oh, God, my poor wife. She watches this, right?
Well, that's great because she's a supportive wife.
Oh, God,
my wife
yeah.
doesn't watch
she
this shit.
She puts up with so much shit.
She's such a bitch. No, I love my wife. If you happen to watch, I love you, bitch.
No, she, for the longest time, she was listening in while she was working from home. And
yeah,
I'm like,
your wife is great.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. No, she's fantastic, but she puts up with a lot of shit. And I'd say 90% of it is my
shit.
Is
eating your scrum.
It's bullshit for me. Just dumb shit. You know, going out to dinner, it's like, you got to grab my ass? Like, well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Why not? It's right there. Look at that.
Like, I married you. Yeah. I own you. Exactly. Legally.
Yeah, I mean, I've peed on you. Like,
no. Okay, you might want to give people context on that one.
Well, we shower together.
Accidentally.
I mean, it's bound to happen.
Jesus Christ. Okay. You are not the first person I've heard say that, like you pissing on the significant other in the shower. That is amazing. My wife and I do not pee
in the shower
when we're within the line of sight of each other. So if I'm in the shower, she'll take a leak. That's fine. Vice versa. But I will not stand in front of her and just hose urine out. She can see.
It's not like I'm aiming for it, but it's a fucking, it's a small shower.
Well,
what are you supposed to do?
A fucking jellyfish sting.
I'm practicing for the occasion, all right?
Okay.
We've been
enough.
To Florida. It could happen.
It's more likely to be a Florida man situation,
yeah,
but
probably.
All right.
Yeah, we're more likely to get shot at a Walmart, I guess, than stung by a jellyfish.
Okay, so we've got a 1966 Ford Mustang that somebody made a Ute out of.
I love it.
Here's the crazy thing.
Would buy that in a heartbeat.
It's a GT350 that somebody chopped up.
Which is dumb.
It's kind of baffling. So hopefully you guys don't mind the noise of the rain outside. Hopefully it's not too loud. It sounds in my headphones like we can hear pretty decent.
Well, it's all the empty space.
Yeah, well... Between the headphones?
Yeah.
Okay, there's the joke you're supposed to land. So this thing's pretty awesome.
That is super cool.
Can I just go on a rant for a moment?
Sure, that's what this podcast is about.
Okay. So one, whoever did the inside, that's not bad. That is not a terrible, what do they call those?
Wheel well? Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a terrible wheel well. Okay.
Looking at the picture, it looks like there's a lip under the rear window, which bothers me.
Oh, weird. Is it open?
It looks like there's a little bit of a lip there. If it was nice and flush, I'd be a lot more okay with it, but...
It looks open.
The lip seems weird. Like, why would you tuck the rear window over the bed a little bit? Even if it's only an inch or two.
That's super weird. It looks unfinished to me. It looks like they need to finish that
back. It could be a shadow. It could very well be a shadow. There's not a lot of pictures. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say shadow.
Because the roof line's not bad. That's actually kind of a nice sharp line. And I feel like that turned out okay.
Yeah, it's not bad. I've seen worse.
I don't remember what my rant was going to be.
Obviously, nothing that bad.
This is a strong beer. Okay. Yeah.
Your rant is your memory on what you're going to say next.
Evidently. So I actually kind of like this thing.
I think it's pretty sweet.
Super
cool.
I
think
it
needs
to
be finished. It's not...
For sure.
It's beyond a good starting point. It's not like somebody chopped it. It just needs to be put together. I'd say it's like 75% done, though.
Okay,
there's,
so
there's still a lot of love that needs to go into it.
I remember my rant now. Okay, so
it's too red.
The fucking I'm accepting offers bullshit.
Oh, fuck off with that.
Okay, so if you're going to post something up for sale, fuck you and your ask for offers.
Yeah.
Like, it's up to you. You have the responsibility to figure out what this piece of shit is worth.
Especially something like that.
So I am accepting offers or... you know, give me an offer or tell me what you'd pay for it.
So
is basically like, I'm hoping you're gonna offer more than I think it's actually worth.
Yeah, I think it's it's worth seven, but I'm hoping somebody's gonna say 10 grand.
Exactly.
Yeah, fuck you.
And fuck you for thinking that. Like, and that's the thing is like, I won't, if somebody does that and I'm feeling, if I'm in like a crabby mood, I'll be like $20. I will send them, even though I don't give a fuck about whatever the listing is, I will send them the most like insulting offer.
How was a handshake and one slightly stale blue moon?
Yeah, exactly. In the hopes that this fucking asshole will go like, oh, maybe I shouldn't post this next time because then I'm going to get a bunch of these kind of replies. Well, it drives me fucking
or
crazy.
Or the testing waters. Just testing
waters. Testing waters? What the fuck does that mean? That means you're fishing for a really good offer.
Here's the thing. If he would have said, hey, this is roughly what I think it's worth, I need to know.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a little bit different. It's all about how you word it. But
well,
just
do your
say,
fucking research. Go on a like a Mustang forum and go like, hey guys,
I have no idea what this is worth.
Okay, I gotta I ruined a GT350. I'm inclined to think it's worth X amount. Okay, I think it's worth $6,000. What do you guys think? And somebody's going to reply back, I think it's worth $20. Somebody's going to reply back with, I think it's $3,000. Somebody's going to reply back with, it's $1,500.
And then you add up all the numbers, you divide them by how many replies you had, and that's what you get.
Exactly. And it's $25.
Yep.
No. So you're going to get enough replies, you're going to get some kind of information, and then you post it up for $500 more and see what happens.
So I have a theory on this car. One of two things. Either A, it's not a legit GT350. It's made to look like a GT350.
Could be.
Which is probably it. Or B, it is a legit GT350, but it was involved. It's got a salvage title. It was rear-ended. Something fell on the back side of the car. Something stupid. Garage clasp maybe took out the back half of the car.
Because that's a solid point.
Nobody in their right fucking mind would chop up a GT350 to make a goddamn UDAT.
Well, that's
right?
The thing. Like, yeah, what a douchey move. If you chopped a original GT350.
If it's a bare-bones, basic fucking, was it 1965 and a half to 1967, if I remember correctly? If it's one of those, who fucking cares? You know, you can get a running driving one for like 10 grand.
Yeah.
That would make more sense to make a UDAT out of it. But a GT350 is rare enough that you wouldn't do this. Which, like I said, then tells me that it's either salvaged or it's made to look like a GT350 when it's not.
It's a good point, man. I mean, it's
so when he asked for taking offers, $2,000.
If
it runs and drives perfectly, $2,000. Because it's not what you say it is.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a good point. Yeah, and there's clearly something fucky with it.
At that point, it's like a 66 Mustang that you hacked together.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's worth a couple grand.
Yeah, I don't understand why people do this. I mean, it's cool in concept.
Because the human race is interesting.
Yeah.
Because we do dumb shit constantly.
Constantly. Like you and I.
Drinking beer and doing a podcast.
Yeah.
That like four people us do. Except for shout out to the gentleman from New Zealand.
Yeah.
I forgot your name, which I apologize.
It's like Slizit.
Start with an S, I think.
I'll pull it up right now.
I know you wanted more shoebox content, and you just said yes.
Slide it. Oh, that's cool. It's slide it. It's S L Y D I T.
So if it's slide it and you're slide interested it. In shoebox videos, do you have a shoebox that you drift? I want to know. I'm curious.
I mean, maybe he's got a little bit of everything.
If you do, can you send us a video? Because I'd love to see one of those just sliding around a corner.
I Can I just say, like, how much so when you look at, like, our reach, it's fucking crazy on the dad mod side of things.
There's like four people in Duluth and then everybody's outside the country.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts. Like, well, no. we have a lot of US people, but it's so cool. That's one of my favorite things about, like, producing videos is seeing just the reach that you have. And, like, yeah, we'll have people in Vietnam watching, and we'll have people in Australia.
God, last time I looked at our analytics, like, a majority of our audience was not from the United States.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, it was like 55% or something like that. It was something dumb.
Wow. So I haven't looked at that in a minute, but yeah, I don't doubt that.
This was a while ago, though. That's a couple months ago.
But yeah, that's super cool.
That's why they call it the World Wide Web.
Well, exactly. Like, it's so nuts to think how much you connect with people. And one of my favorite YouTube shows is Mighty Car Mods, which is straight up Australian. I fucking love those guys so much. And they are on the other side of the world.
Yes. Yeah, it's like a 16-hour flight or something like that.
I have no idea, but I believe that.
You're taking 2 days just to get there.
Yeah, exactly. You're hoping that plane has enough fuel.
And it's not Malaysia Air.
Yeah, pretty much.
Too soon?
Nope.
Perfect timing then.
No, too soon is like 5 minutes after.
Timing soon is like half the battle with comedy.
Yeah.
No. Cool.
Yeah. So that is the GT350. It's something.
I love everything he's trying to do. I just think the guy's a piece of shit for the way he worded his ad.
I know. Fuck that guy.
I'd totally build a Mustang Ute in a heartbeat. Like, if money was no option and we had the time, I would completely go for it. But just the whole, like, I'm taking offers.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Yeah. You're trying to make money off of your possibly half-assed project. Oh,
people can't see it. I got to put it somewhere where...
Don't spill on the laptop. If you're going to spill it, go that way.
Let's see if I can get this to work. Hey! Okay, I don't trust anything. Trust no one. X-Files reference. Okay, so where is the BMW at?
Tell the
people.
It's in my garage.
It's not at the scrapyard yet? You haven't given up?
No, I still love that car.
Oh, all the big builds. Actually,
so funny thing. Our latest
taking offers, testing waters.
Just want to see what's out there for trades. Do not want four by fours.
No four wheelers, no boats.
No snowmobiles. No, it's
preferably 350 with a Vail side body kit.
No. No. I do like the 350Z.
He's got no.
I do
no
like bet. The 350Z.
Yeah.
I think a phenomenal car.
We'll take Probe GTs.
Oh, God. Don't. No. Okay. Tiny rant. I have a soft spot for the Probes. Don't do that.
Which
to me.
Era of Probe?
Second gen. My aunt had one growing up. Yeah. And I just thought it was the coolest thing in the world.
The really curvy ones.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, those are actually good looking cars.
They're very good looking, but they're slow as shit.
They're slow as shit. Yeah.
We should do a Honda swap into one.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah. So the BMW is at my place still. I haven't decided to sell it yet, which is good.
That's good.
My check engine light, you heard that correctly, came in today, which came from Australia. From Billet Automotive.
Billet Automotive Buttons.
Buttons. Thank you.
Billet Automotive.
I was like, there's
buttons.
Another word to this. Yeah, it showed up quicker than my tile blow off valve that still hasn't shipped from the manufacturer.
Yeah, from Michigan.
Yeah. So, anyways, yeah, so it's there. I have the boost gauge completely hooked up. I have the water temp gauge drilled, tapped in. Harness ran, ready to get plugged into the gauge itself. Mm-hmm. All the gauges are hooked up to 12-volt ignition and hooked up to the light circuit, so they work when you pull the little doodad for the lights.
The little doodad.
It's one of those.
He's got to pull in the little doodad.
Yeah, a little doodad, and it rotates and stuff. it works with the lights and all that fun jazz. I haven't touched the wideband yet, which is a little weird to me. So the water temp and the boost gauge actually come with one harness. They come with a jumper harness you tie into your ignition source and the lights and all that stuff. and it allows you to hook up to 10 different gauges to it. Just plug them right in, which is fantastic. Not with the wideband. The wideband comes with a built-in harness off the back of the gauge and has to get hardwired in. And I was looking at it, and I'm kind of hemming and hawing on what to do. I'm just going to butt splice it into the harness I already ran for the other two gauges.
Yeah.
Like, why tie into the chassis more than I have to? I have,
for a wideband, huh?
Yeah, I already have access to 10 other gauges off this one harness that I've ran. Why not just cut one plug off and tie into that? Weird.
So everything else just plugs right in?
Everything else plugs right in, except for the wideband.
Huh.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I have no idea. Nothing comes to mind as to why that won't just plug right in.
And
huh.
This was my first time ordering through Speed Hut, so it's very possible I just didn't order the right gauge. But after doing a little bit of looking, it's a hardwired kit for some reason.
Yeah, that is strange.
So it is what it is, but that's the last gauge to get wired. That's where I'm at. After the gauges are all hooked up and done, we're going to pull the motor one more time.
Yep, and you can make that shit pretty.
Exactly. And then put it all back together and attempt to fire it up, probably.
Yeah, I
got to do the fuel pump.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know, it's terrible. It's like there's always like a lot of shit to do.
It's at that point where all the heavy lifting is done for the most part. The electrical is almost done. Once that's done, it's like all the big shit's done. It's just all the little things that take a week to do. You know, a fuel pump's not hard, but you have to slightly modify it to get it to fit. That's a night.
Yeah. So originally our goal was, you know, back to the 80s, back to the 50s.
Yeah, like last Saturday.
And we know that that it's like those clearly aren't obtainable. Those are our like best case scenario. Yeah. Like if we were a couple of dudes who weren't married and weren't like didn't have a bunch of kids.
If I could literally just done. Get home from work, eat a bologna sandwich, and then get out to the garage for 6 hours.
You said bologna.
I don't even like bologna, but it's just like the shittiest quick sandwich that popped in my head. Ham and cheese.
Yeah, okay. So it's what the people would eat who could do that.
Yeah,
it's what
exactly.
I ate back when I had that level of freedom.
If all of your income went into their car, that's what you would eat.
Exactly.
Because PB&J is too expensive. That's two jars you have to buy.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, bologna's my pack of bologna.
Fucking stoner meals when I was in high school were bread.
And Cheetos.
Shredded cheese and mayo.
Oh, okay.
That was it. Yeah. I just fucking ate so much of that.
There you go.
I get very high and eat that. Our originally deadlines are shot, clearly. I feel like the realistic goal is just power cruise.
Yes.
Like, regardless of if the event happens, because that's still up in the air. It's weird that they have an open registration, which to anybody, that's a warning sign.
I'm usually optimistic. I'm trying to see like the glass is half full kind of guy. Mm-hmm. Not on this. We're talking less than 2 months away.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
It's really weird that they haven't opened a registration when last year the registration was open by now.
Exactly. Exactly. So if Power Cruise doesn't happen, which I hate to say, I don't think it is, I've decided I'm going to go to Proving Grounds 2.0 or whatever the fuck they call it.
When is that?
September sometime, I think.
Oof. Yeah, I don't... September is rough for me. I'll have to take a look and see when that is. Usually it's early September.
I have one weekend in September I'm out of town, and it's like the second weekend.
God, I swear to God. Fucking Power Cruise better happen.
I don't get it. Like,
well, here's the weird thing.
I kind of get it because they're coming from another continent.
Yeah.
But
I got a feeling it's going to happen, but I don't know that it's going to happen at the same level. So...
I heard last year really sucked because none of the Aussies really made it. They had a couple people, but that was about it.
We have camping already. I've already paid for it. I've locked us into a camping spot. Like, basically the...
So Power Cruise has to happen because we have a place to sleep.
The best fucking camping spot in the entire place.
Oh, absolutely.
It's an amazing spot. I've locked us into that. And it's... They didn't offer those camping spots until something happened. So some contract was signed.
Yeah.
Because they, I called every single week for probably 3 months, bothering them until they were, no, 2 months, until they were like, can I put you on a call list and we'll call you once we can take registration?
No, bitch, because I know how this works and you won't call me.
Well, and that's the thing. And I was like, okay, if I'm pissing you off, that means that we're going to be further down on the list. Yes, put me on that list. Call me as soon as you guys have whatever confirmation you need to go. And I got a call. And we were like number 7 in line out of the fucking thousands of people that go.
Jesus Christ.
That's how persistent I was. And I locked us in with like the most amazing camp
spot. So did you have to buy her dinner to get this camping spot?
Well, I had to flick her bean a couple of times. And I still have a couple of more to... Beans to flick. But
okay.
Yes, I locked us into a great spot. So I have a feeling that something's going to happen. I just don't know that it's going to be super involved with the Aussies.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I don't know.
I think there's going to be an event. And I think they'll call it Power Cruise. Regardless of what it is, I think it'll be called Power Cruise. Will it be Aussie-oriented, though, with all the chaos and all that kind of stuff? I hate to say it, probably not.
They clearly aren't going to bring any cars.
Yeah. No. They would have been on their way already
months ago.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is okay. I mean, it's a bummer, but it's okay.
So I'm fine with it because here's the thing: like Power Cruise to me is straight up vacation. That is my Christmas. Oh, yeah. So even if there's a abbreviated version of it. As long as it happens the whole weekend, as long as we're partying with our buddies and, like, watching people burn tires.
Swimming in a pond of leeches.
I'm not swimming in that motherfucker, but if somebody jumps in, great.
Yeah, nothing says Power Cruise like a nice cold shower at, like, 7 a.m. An
ice cold shower at 7:30 or whenever the ice water comes in.
The smell of stale beer and, like, leftover campfire.
Poop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's always
you know it's been a great weekend when if you dropped your phone into a porta potty, you could reach and just grab it back out. Good old time.
That's exactly what it is, too. It's when the porta potties are so high that you wonder if you shit and your poo won't actually be able to come all the way
out. It goes the other way. You get more poo in you and it goes backwards.
Is that a fecal transplant?
Yeah, something like that. I'm no doctor.
Dude, Power Cruise is the best weekend ever.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's a holiday.
Yeah.
There's
it
no
really
way
is,
and
man.
And here's the funny thing. It's way more fun when you drive, but the one time I went, when I had no car, no tricycle, nothing like that, it was still a good time. It's still fun.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
Always fun. It's always a good time.
Yeah, see, I don't know if that thing's going to make it because they still require seatbelts. So I'm going to have to figure out, and I think they require a three-point.
Bungee cords.
Yeah, no shit. Maybe even this year I'll get by. Like, I can probably fab it and just make a three-point work. It's a little freaky.
Yeah.
You know, but I can good probably enough. Make something work, you know. I want it to be structurally okay, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if it makes the track. But the biggest thing is, like, I need that. If this car is going to make it, it needs to tow the pop-up, which is going to be fucking awesome.
Which is sweet as hell.
Yeah. If it doesn't do that, God damn it.
I'm so sorry. Some of us work for a living, all right? I'm tired.
Yeah, we all work for a living.
Yeah.
You can't not work.
You could.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
nice.
Okay, we'll see what happens with Power Cruise.
Yeah.
Let's wrap this thing up,
okay,
man.
Sounds good, buddy.
Okay. What's on your shirt?
Just golf basket.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is gay. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
$20 is $20.
Thank you for watching another Brews with the Dudes podcast. Donnie is... white.
Yep. And Jake is short and balding, so.
Well, fuck you, man. Thanks for that.
You called me white.
Is that really?
There's some blue in there.
Are we
purple?
Are we at this point in our human history where being white is an insult?
Just being with you is insulting.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Okay, guys. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you next week. Another episode of Brews with the Dudes podcast. Drink Modest Brewing Dream Yard.
Yep. Sponsored by them.
Blowjobs.
God, if we were sponsored by blowjobs, that'd be incredible.
Yeah, best sponsorship. Oh,
hell yeah. How's the podcast going? Fucking fantastic.
I couldn't be happier.
There's a little bit of teeth involved, but that's okay.
Oh, man.
It's a sponsorship I'm willing to live with.
Yeah, I can get behind it. Bye-bye.